Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. As always, I am so happy to have you back today at the Tracy L. Clark Show. Oh, so much happening. You know, Mercury retrograde, you got a little bit of those technologies not going on properly. People ask me all the time. They're like, Tracy, when this Mercury retrograde stuff comes on, what do I do? One, I think people take it too serious. Don't take it too seriously. I want you to just sort of take a breath and really just go about your life, have some fun. But there is some truth in the energies that are shifting a little bit right now, where we've been moving more into positivity. And it may not feel that way when you look at the world and it's crumbling, depending on what you're looking at. But we do have a lot of a higher vibration going on right now on the planet. And so there is some miscommunication. So if you're struggling with talking with somebody, or maybe your computer's not working or your cell phone isn't working, I know before I hopped on the radio show this morning, I was trying to have a meeting and the phone kept cutting out. So, you know, you just thank the hand of God, clear that energy and just sit with it. Don't get frustrated and maybe go do something else, but pick up. So do not worry. Those business meetings that you're looking forward to, or maybe those new adventures and connecting with new people, it'll all work out. As long as you stay in that energy, in that space, it's going to work out. Today's show, it is a call-in show, 1-800-930-2819, where we always shift your energy. And please, when you hear me talking with somebody, make sure that you really have your intentions and your feelings and your thought process of what is it that you're wanting to create or probably shift within your own space, because it's a lot of fun. And then what will happen is you will start to get that energy as well. So even though we're not talking directly about something, maybe you go, oh, I'm not sure if that relates to me, you don't have to worry about it because you'll start to shift it through your energy field. So that's today. So we have some callers on the line. Just hold tight. There's a few things that I want to actually shift for everybody and get set up for today about living your life, your space, and then also, what are some of the keys you can do to attract more things into your life? Because a lot of times people say it's the feeling. And that's a kind of it is true. You got to feel. I always call it the 1980s. Like, let's kind of get you in the feeling, because it's been around for a long time. But we're going to give you a few other tools that you can build upon that to really create things a lot quicker and faster in your life. Because it is about living the best life you want, the extraordinary life that you want, things that are extraordinary in your life, and they can happen all the time. But so before we get into that, I just want to actually remind our listeners, people have asked, they're always asking our team members as well. August 7th, we have Tom Palladino, which he's going to be on our show next week. He's going to be live in the Toronto area. It's a free event. You can come. It's also online. So what I want to let our listeners know, a lot of people ask us, is everything going to be streamed online? As of September, the evening events, the Soul Sundays, they're all going to be streamed online. So just watch the website at tracyalclark.com and you can join us. It's actually a great space and been new. So I've been in a whole learning curve. So it is there for you. And for our listeners, I had many questions after our last show. Where do I watch your show live? You can catch it on the YouTube, but you can also catch it on Facebook Live. So if you're listening and you're like, where can I watch that? That's where you can go. So let's get right into it. When you're actually creating and moving something, you always hear you got to be into that feeling. So if you think about something that you would like to bring into your life for a minute and you just hold that thought, okay, that's where you would dive down into the feeling. The issue that arises when people say get into the feeling of it, into the excitement, there can be a lot of energies that are, they're making it more difficult because you're probably getting those thought processes in your brain of, you know, the darker energies or the doubt. And doubt, we know, is very connected to not the God consciousness. It's connected to energy that wants to keep you distracted, wants to keep you in fear, wants to keep you moving in the wrong direction. So it's hard sometimes. So while you're actually in that feeling or saying, I want to feel what it's like to be in my complete, healthy, beautiful body. I want to feel what that's like. And when you actually go into the heart space, it's like, that's why I like the one simple tool. You can see it on my YouTube where you say, thank you, God, reset, let go. And what you're doing is letting go of the energy. You hear me say this like a broken record because it works so well. We have so many testimonials. But what happens is that'll remove some of the stagnant energy. But as you're feeling it, you actually have to ask for it. There's three parts. You feel it, you ask for it, and then you have to see it. But you have to really start to get in the space of believing that that's coming through. So the way I say it, it's like when you plant your seed or your thought process, sometimes it'll happen instantaneously, right? And you're like, oh, that happened right away. That person called me, or I met that person that I think is the one. And then other times you're going to see it grow. So it's no different than when you plant your garden in your backyard and all of a sudden you see that little green sprout come up and you're like, wow, it's coming. You know, I'm going to get my cucumbers. Yay. So this is where we start with the energy work, is you're really believing it. And saying thank you to the God consciousness. So thank you, God, for bringing in all that I've been asking for and better, better, better. Now, there's a reason why you're saying and better, better, better three times. And a lot of people, they skip this because what we can conceive, so what you're thinking of right now, what you'd like to bring in, we become very limited into our consciousness of how we really can see it, right? So we take a picture based on the reality that we've experienced already. And then you'll take pictures and images of maybe perhaps somebody that's already achieved where you are, and you're getting snippets of it, right? But what you're not understanding is, say, a lot of people go, oh, I want to be Oprah. You hear this all the time. I'm not sure why everybody wants to be Oprah. There's only one Oprah, right? Be yourself. But I hear, I want to be where Oprah is. I want to do what Oprah's doing. I want to be on Oprah. They say, I hear this constantly, and I'm always baffled. I'm like, oh, okay, why don't you just step into the full energy of you are? But if you're looking at her, for instance, and you're saying, okay, this is the energy of what I would like to be. So it's the energy, right? But you don't know all the things that go on in Oprah's life that, you know, she's not going to tell you all the things. That's her private life. So there's going to be things in there that you're probably not going to want. And there's going to be challenges and struggles that you may not want that she doesn't share. We don't share all those things. We just keep building and going. So what you're asking for is to have a certain level of maybe that success or maybe that energy, okay? And then when you say an even better, 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 you've taken all these pictures. It's like when you build a vision board, you have all those pictures. The reason vision boards don't work is people look at them all the time and they don't write an even better, better, better. You write an even better, 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 and then put the vision board away, and you're thanking and being in gratitude as if it already happened, that energy will start to flow to you. So a lot of times when you're saying better, 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 and you're in the gratitude, you're feeling it, and you're seeing it, those three words allow, when you say that, allow the energy to go back out to the God consciousness and starts to go, well, that person asked for that car, and I saw it was on the vision board. So the angelic realm that's working with you, your guides, your spirit team, whoever, however, the God consciousness says they want that car, but I have a better one in store for them. I have one that's paid off. I have one that drives better, that could be more fun. It might not be that color. And all of a sudden, that's how it shows up. I use that as an example because that happened in my own life. And by using this technique, and it happened a long time ago, and the way I asked for it, and it was, people thought I was crazy, but it all happened. I just let it go and I forgot about it. So I always ask and I say, thank you, God, and better, better, better. Thank you, God, reset, let go. So one, you're out of your way. And then you go into the feeling of it. Then you start to see. And then what happens once you've asked, this is the blessing that comes out of it. Then what happens is you will start to realize, oh, wait a minute, I think I've changed my mind. I think I want to expand into a bigger version of that. Or now you've maybe achieved or it showed up, the thing that you were asking for. So just focus on that energy, the thing that you were asking for. And then all of a sudden, you're like, I got that. That's beautiful. So now your creation of what is next is going to just flow naturally to you, because the pathway of the communication from the God consciousness to you is very, very open. So I want to thank that hand of God today of expanding more into who you are and for your asks. So feel it, believe it to receive it. Doubt you go without, remember. Then all of a sudden you're going to ask for it and you're going to be in the gratitude, and then an even better, even better, even better. Thank you, God, reset, let go. Remember, I explain why, all the reasons and the energies behind that. One simple tool that will change your life in a lot of ways if you use it on a regular basis. Gone will be your doubt, your fear, your anxiety, and all these things that come with when we change. Because that's all it is. It's just change. Then you become the beacon in your world. You become a game changer in your world to the people that you touch every day, because you will be the light that will help to shine into their world. So you become extra powerful to be able to help lift more people up. So I want to remind everybody, I call it the ladder of life. And all of our purposes on the planet is to keep growing, expanding, becoming the best versions of who we are, so we can keep helping other people below where we are to wake up and come along. So we're always lifting people up the ladder of life. People lift us up, we lift other people up. More people will lift us up, we will lift other people up. And if you can look at it that way, you can start to see how you are constantly making a difference in someone's world. And then that makes a difference in your world. You will become absolutely so happy with your life because it's seeing somebody else come into the truth of who they are. I know that brings me the most joy. When someone emails me or they send me their testimonials and they're like, my husband isn't using his cane, we're having a better relationship, we're communicating better, we're so happy now. You know, I just thank you, God. And I want to pass all those testimonials on to you. And you may not know, the reason I love to give them is there is energy in the spirit of a testimonial. So if you want it, that's where you say, yes, I'm taking that energy because I'm going to have that too. And I want to be that testimonial in someone's life so they can have that energy. So it's not, we don't want to pass our colds and flus around. We want to pass our energy of positivity and strength and encouragement. So I thank that hand of God for each and every one of you for that. All right, we are going to get to our callers. So Carter, I think we have Madura on the line from Calgary. Is that correct?
Yep, Madura from Calgary. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, Madura.
Hey, Tracy, how are you?
Fabulous. What's your question today?
My question is, I have had this heel pain in my leg, in my left foot.
Left
and
foot
it seems to have come after my right foot toe pain.
So the heel actually is a center point of where we actually start to ground energy through with the new things that are coming in. So not surprised. So what we'll start to do is actually command all the 26 bones in the foot to actually flatten out a little bit differently, and we'll unblock. So there are points, I call them exit valves under the feet that we can actually open, so that you are in strength and an allowance of really letting the flow of the new information through. What I like about you is it's now coming into the body, right? So very connected to your business of how everything is starting to come into the body. The left side of the body, if for listeners who may not know this, it's where the energy comes in. The right side's where we let stuff go, right? So that heel is the anchoring point. So let me just align the back part of the foot. So we'll go to the back to the front. And we also have to adjust the electrical grids from the right side of the foot to the left, and then back from the heel up into the knee. So the body talks energetically very different. So if you can just move your foot up and down and up and down, and let's remove any resistance, any pain. and allow the strength of you to actually step forward and take the new energy in that's actually coming into your business. Thank you, God. And just move that. How does that feel?
Good. Oh. Yeah, you'll hear my little guy in the background. By the end of the day, that heel is just like in pain.
Yeah, it's the end. Yeah, it's moving. So you don't have to worry. So actually, just if you can actually pull the toes like all the way back to like as far back as you can towards you and then push them all the way forward. And what I would do is do that about 4 or 5 times and just hold it. And we're just going to command the energy to flow through. So also there is an issue. So the body seems to kind of go cave in. So there's a weakness as you're going out through the day that the body is starting to just get tired and it's feeling like it's kind of a little bit on a broken record. So I'm going to actually remove the energy where it's getting tired going. Is this going to be the same old, and the word spirit used result, right? So we want to remove this out and I'll reset that for you. So you can see the energy's changing in the day and then there's more flow in the day. And then also the projects are coming in differently. The communication is different, which allows you to allow the new energy in through the body to get the business side. This is all connected to your business. So get that all the way moving forward and then you can start to see that it shouldn't actually you should feel a lot more grounded and it's showing a lot more stable. So I'll just also realign they're going back of both heels and then into the toes and back of both heels and then we'll go up to the tailbone and it kind of looks like a little triangle, right? So we'll go all the way up. It's like a teepee there, I guess. And then we'll tether it on the bottom. Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. That actually should feel a lot better. So just letting go of the old, thank you, God, I'm bringing in the new. I'm fully in alignment to bringing in the new. I'm letting go of the old. Do the reset tool. I would do that a couple of times throughout today. There's a little ping pong energy going through your right toe as well. I can feel it. So there's a little bit of residual that's going to come out of there because it now just sort of activated it because it was sharing the energy. So don't worry. It's not coming back. Just if you can say that same, you'll see it'll start to dissolve. Very quickly.
Perfect. Thank you.
Well done. Keep me posted, okay?
Will do. Thanks.
All right. Have a great morning. Lots of love.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye. All right, Carter. We have Malin on the phone.
Yep. Malin from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Malin.
Oh, hi, Tracy. How are you?
Good, good. How are we feeling today?
Oh. Well, my question is, how do we, it's like we're doing the work, reset, but then we have one of those days, it's like everything throws us off. And how do we stay connected to the God consciousness where we don't even have the energy to tap our heart to do a reset tool because everything's fully thrown us off?
Yes, this is a really good question and interesting. I just love you to bits. I actually, Malin is in our miraculous group and you actually inspired a video I did today that's coming out later in the group. This is another level of this. So you're going to get a double whammy this week. so it's good. So I'll shift this for you. So thank you. Because all of your questions, I hope everybody realizes you're really helping a huge collective consciousness. So those days are normal. Those days are normal, especially when we're in periods like this. And these are the days where I say to people, I would probably use a harsher language, but I won't on air. But it's like, you know what? I need today. I've had these days. So, you know, when last week I was talking a little bit about new devil, new level, right? So when we're getting ready to expand, you can feel like you're going in the pits. Some people call it the dark night of the soul. I had one again, not too long ago, and you go down. And this is the place where you really need to just allow yourself that day or two. And people say, what, I got to be in a pity party? And I'm like, yeah, allow yourself to go there. There's no wrongness in it. So the thing I would recommend is to do also things that are maybe like a bath. You don't want to be in there for too long, right? A bath, a salt bath, stuff like that. But allow the body to feel it. Allow it to let go. And if it means you're in the tub or you're in the house for a day or two, that's okay. after that 48-hour period, then I say you look and you reconnect within the system. And then it's like, okay, well, one, you can reach out. You're in our community on a regular basis. So you keep reaching out to community. That is one thing I'm going to tell everybody. When you're in a community like ours, you constantly reach out if you're going through something like this. And we make sure that we keep shifting it. The other thing is to understand you're also very sensitive to the astrological effects. You're being right now as well very hit by what's going on in the moon energy. You can see it. You're like 85% of this is that energy for you. So I'll start to remove a lot of the astrological effects out for you. And it's very important for you going forward that you actually, and your spirit says they're very clear, you need to start tracking when these cycles come up. Now, only for a little bit, and then it'll dissolve and you won't even notice them anymore, okay? So for the first about, you allow that to go through, you allow all those feelings to come out. If you need to write them, like, I'm done with this, I don't want to do this anymore, usually those are those thoughts and those feelings that come up as well that feel very heavy, and they'll feel very dark, and they'll feel very like, I'm alone. This is normal, as the soul actually does a lot of clean out and goes through an upgrade, and it's not comfortable. And a lot of people don't talk about this, but it is not comfortable at all, like at all. So we want to strengthen each and every one of you. And I'm going to actually change some of the chemical electrical frequencies in the brain. So what does that mean is we have energetically, so there's chemical electrical frequencies in the brain. And we have internal energies and external energies, and they all need to be in sync. So yours got very trapped in the body because it's old energies leaving the body. But I can also tell you, you are also cleaning a lot right now for your family, which you can see is also making you think that that's your energy. So as I move this and shift that, how does that feel in your body right now?
Feels lighter, and it's funny you say that because I woke up this morning with a headache and a sinus infection. I'm like, I'm just going to sit with it, and I'm giving myself all the permission to feel it, to let it go, yeah. And just to honor it, because I wouldn't normally honor these feelings. And I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to sit with it today.
Yeah, and it's important for you. Yeah, it's going to lift, and I need you to sit with it today, and there will be some extra energy support. It'll feel more comfortable, and we are going to stay with you, so don't worry. It'll feel more comfortable. You're in the Miraculous group. That's what we do. We stay with you when you go through this. So it's going to feel a lot more comfortable. So the headache is also the new boundaries, right, that you're putting into place. Very similar to what I was talking on the YouTube video. So you can see it's the new boundaries. And the sinuses is literally, so when our sinuses get plugged, it's also letting go of information we no longer need so we can take a whole new breath and start to breathe in life a new way. So this is old energy that's going. This is actually where you celebrate and go, yes, 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 I'm so excited it's leaving, right? And feel like crap. So you nurture yourself and you stay in bed, but honor it. Like, don't push it away. And just say, if I want to sleep today, if I want to watch trashy TV today or read trashy books today, that is okay, guys. Give yourself permission to just be. But you need another 2 days in this. Another 2 days.
Okay.
So, and it's showing very, very strong. So in about 48 hours. And then also, I'm going to increase your hydration a little bit more. So if it's all right, we're going to increase the hydration. Yeah. And then make sure that your liquids, they're showing to be hot, not cold. So that would be like teas and soups. But for some reason, warm water, like if you have just water, make it room temperature, not cold. It has to do with the way your sinuses are draining. And then you can tap actually on under your eyes, and that will help to loosen up, believe it or not, the colon, rectum, anus, and then also loosen up the sinuses so they can start to drain and they can, so you're probably going to start to drain quite quickly now.
Okay, thank you.
How does that feel?
Really good. I'm just tapping at the moment.
Yeah. See how much better that is? I'm so proud of you. And I just want to say to our listeners who may not know, and Melinda, she came full word, and you just said, I'm ready to let this all go. I'm ready to be in this new space. And you have really stepped up this year. And this is what brave souls do. And you need to understand that the body has to purge. So it's purging. And I've still been there with you. I always say you're like this little warrior trooper. And I get it. And so the listeners understand you can do that and you've made yourself a priority at all costs. Now you need to just catch up. So also understand your energy is a little bit like 2 feet out right now and the body is catching up. So go do nothing. Stay in your home. Watch TV.
I will. That's your, I will.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Thank you. And let us know how you're doing. Lots of love, sweetheart. Oh, I love you guys. I know we have to take a break here soon. Then we're going to come back with Charlene from BC. So stay on the line. We've got lots of callers on the line. We're going to make sure we get to you. I want to just quickly before we go, you know, we have people within our community, like I said, that always support us and uplift us and hold us. And we've had my dear friend Joshua Mills on the show before. He has put an ask. His daughter is right now on life support in ICU. And I want to just ask our whole community, everybody that listens, if you've had a child or a parent, to just thank that hand of God of allowing that creative miracle in space as her body restores and repairs and comes back to the life, and that she is in the strength of being able to live the life that she knows she's meant to live with her heart, with her voice, and to come back to all of us who love her so dearly. So please, if you've enjoyed his show, send him lots of prayers, because that's what we do in our community, make sure everybody we love is so supportive. I also just say, again, check us out, TracyLClark.com. If you haven't yet, you get a free 18-minute audio clearing. But also, we're bringing everything to live stream now. We've been changing so much. And I want to thank each and every one of you for being so amazing, for listening to our show, for catching us every day and allowing me to shift the energy with you and keep you connected to the God consciousness, into the power of who you are. So we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back with Charlene from BC when we return.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Tune in again to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasik each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Welcome back. You know, everybody asks me, how can I be in your field on a regular basis? If you want to be in my field and be in your field on a regular basis, check out our Miraculous program or our Effortless program. I'm with you every week live, helping you shift into a better space. And I love it because people say to me, why did I do this sooner? Because when you're really shifting and you're really connected in the energy on a regular basis, that's actually how you really get change in your life. And when I unlock that secret, oh my gosh, so much change. So we always are here to help you unlock all your secrets. All right, Carter, we have Charlene on the phone.
Yep, Charlene from British Columbia. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Charlene.
Thank you. Hello, Tracy.
It's welcome.
Beautiful to connect with you.
So lovely. What's your question today? Or what do you want to know?
Yeah. I do work with the energies on a regular basis. And I had a lot of golden ray energies coming through this morning when I was taking my photography.
Beautiful.
Yesterday, I had to take time off work due to a really severe headache. And I've been working with deep massage therapy to release some emotional density in my body. I have been going every Friday, but I have severe pain in my right hand toe. And it's just horribly painful.
Okay. Yeah. And also, so we're going to also remove, you're doing a really good job. Yeah. There's some energy there that is, as you know, you're such a beautiful conduit. You actually have what I call trapped energy. So energy is not yours. We're just going to open that. If you're okay, I want to redirect it when the energy comes into your body, if it comes in through the belly button, it'll just go through the top of your head. If it comes in through, and if it has to go or else through the bottom, like it's kind of like a redirection of the body. So it's just getting out naturally on its own a little bit faster. So I'd like to move that. And you can see the density that you were moving and you're doing a really good job. So we can start to remove the rest of it for you. The density in the system is all that old patterning that looked like it kind of got put into a box. You realize that you've been letting it go, but it's all around how you had your boundaries and your limits and, you know, with people and all the things you put in place, all the things you've changed, all the things you are changing. So let's actually speed that up so we can increase the boundaries both internally and externally, because it also looks like your body energetically, you help a lot of people, but it looked like in the past more people would lean, so their energy was leaning too much on you, like into you. So that would be more of a taking. So did you have people in the past that were more like that taking energy, like they pushed too much into the field?
Yeah, I work with thousands of people a day in a large industry. And so I'm aware that I need to cloak and bring in my energy and protect my energy, not be so open at certain times.
Okay, but so they're actually, they push. I'm going to actually teach you something different you will love, because I used to do that too. So the protection energy will actually put up a barrier boundary. It was a great energy to learn to all of us, but when you can actually start to take your energy and thank that and God of pushing it like literally bigger than the universe and beyond, it does create a bit of a cloaking energy, but it'll also allow the energies to come in and go out a lot quicker. So when you protect and pull it in through, what happens is it's actually easier for people to see you. I know it sounds a little funny, but we want them to be able to just come in, take what they need out of your energy and go without you being affected. Are you okay if I reset it like that for you?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to reset it because you have so much to give that if I push your energy bigger than the universe and beyond, they can come in, they can get what they need with you and they can go. And then you can see it becomes very clear and easier on your body and you when you're putting up boundaries and you're saying no because you're better at it now, but I'm going to strengthen and increase that into the body. And that's where this pain in your body, it's just very old residual pain that's trying to get out. So let's increase this for you. Because when you go into your work, you're giving and giving and giving, and that's great, but we also have to make sure your tank's getting filled and spirit's filling it. But there's, like I said, there's this disconnection where the body's trying to tap into helping the physical people, and then that's getting trapped in the body. The other thing is make sure that you're doing that little acupressure point where I put it on my YouTube. It's a Dr. Berg video. I love it on the acupressure, where you push into and massage the area of the gallbladder and the liver and the pancreas, which that's the area that stores negative energies, right? Parasites, people, places, and things. And if you can massage in there, that actually we can release the headache. That's where the headache actually originates. I don't know if you know that. It originates there, but we feel it in our head, right? So we're like, what's next? So let me remove this. Let's remove this out. And thank you, God. I'm just going to repair this and restore it for you. I'm going to strengthen your system to your work, all the people that you work with, and then to be really in that space of letting go. Because there's part of the body, you're not very vocal with a lot of people if you have pain in your body. And that's okay. I understand that from an energy perspective. So I'm just going to shift this a little bit for you. And so we can actually speak in. Yeah, it's all actually your headaches are reading parasitical energy. So that's where I want you to go back. Those are people actually. Those are people's energies coming at you. So let's start to dissolve and liquefy all of that all the way out of the body. And then it gets trapped into the heart drive. So I'll just retap your heart drive. Thank you, God. Reset, let go. And I'm going to adjust this very, very quickly. And I'll open your exit valves on the back of your head. You have a lot of power. So make sure you open the exit valves on the back of your head and make sure also before you go to work, you're pressing the center of the palm of your hands, right? Because that's where your energy will get out. So remember your arms, your hands, right, are connected to your heart drive where that's, right, you know, is that how we lead. So the energy is getting stuck in your limbs. So if you open your palms of your hands, the energy can flow out of your heart and flow through to the people as you're working with them. How does that body feel now? How does that feel?
Relaxed.
Yeah.
It just feels like the weight, like I had so much pain in my shoulders.
Yeah.
And it just feels like it's just gone.
Yeah, it's lifting off. And there's, as empaths too, what I say to people is you can also, at the end of the day when you're doing your cleansing, just feel like I take a shower with a salt scrub, right? Just to get off the energies from the day, do what you need to do. But also, lifting your hands on your shoulders and just pulling all that energy off, lifting it up and pulling it into the ground really will also for you make sure that your energy is really stable for the day. And that's a good thing. You don't need to learn to ground. You're very good at it. Your body's doing it naturally. Just remember that if you have too many people and you're feeling the energy, quickly throw your roots into the ground. That's the time you'll ground. But your body's doing it naturally very well, like very well. Mm-hmm. And then you might start to get a little bit of heart fibrillation because there's energy of that parasitical that's coming out. Don't worry about it. Just tap it. Thank you, God. Reset, let go. And you'll see it'll just drain right out. And you're going to actually look a lot clearer. So you'll feel clearer and you look like you're going to start getting a lot more downloads too of creativity, which is, you're going to love it.
I love it. I love connecting with you. I just love your energy.
Oh, thank you.
You have beautiful energy. You really
thank
do.
You.
Like I feel blessed.
Oh, okay, don't make me cry.
I do. I feel blessed. It's just a divine blessing that I connected with you today. Bless your soul.
I'm so happy. Let us know how you're doing. Email the office. I'd love hearing from you guys and see how you're doing and how you're making out because we're in this together. And like I always say, we go together, we grow together. We can't do it alone. So we got you. Lots of love and let me know how you're feeling, okay?
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day in BC. I love it there.
You too. Thank you.
Hi, Carter. Okay, Carter, we have Deborah on the line. from Mississauga?
Yep, Deborah from Mississauga. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Deborah.
Hello.
How are you today? I'm great. What can we shift for you? It's a fun show today.
It is a beautiful day. Thank you very much for letting me be on your show. And the problem I have is my legs are swelling.
Oh, so they're holding too much tension, too much information, not too much connected to heat. So that's good. So it's the way you move forward, things you let go, things you're bringing in. Oh, hang on a second. We have a slight disconnection from the lower body to the upper body. So let's reset that. So I'm going to actually reset the way the left side of the brain is connecting to the right side of the body, and the right side of the brain is connecting to the left side of the body. It's like the energy is getting all stuck in the bottom. Hang on a second. And then there's toxins that don't know how to get out of your body. So they're actually trying. Do you find when you drink water, do you just pee it all out? Do you find that it doesn't actually
stay?
I get thirsty
and then I have to go pee.
Yeah, I've got to reset your pancreas, and we actually have to reset how your body literally like absorbs the water you're drinking. So it's really, I'm going to reset this. Thank you, God. Important that when you drink your water, don't drink it in, drink it in sort of shot glass sizes at a time. So just a little sip, let it go through. I have to restructure the cells so we can actually open the bottom of the feet. So the retention, so you're retaining not only the reason you're retaining the water in the body is you're also retaining old hurts and old pains in the body and then for other people. So it's all the things that you're afraid to let go of that you've experienced that you don't want to hold on to anymore as well. Are you okay if I start to release some of that out of the system?
Oh, that would be lovely. Thank you.
Yeah, because you don't need to hold them anymore. They're not yours. You don't have to hold everybody's garbage. It looks like you do. You try to go around collecting their stuff, make them feel better, but your body doesn't want to hold it anymore. It's not yours to hold. So if you're already going to start to let that go, it looks like also so we actually have to dissolve and liquefy all this spirit of retention. Thank you, God, and override and impart for you to be free of the limitations you put on yourself, free of the expectations. It looks like people had a lot of expectations on you, and that's not fair. The only person that should put expectations on you is you, right? Even though I say be right. Kind and gentle on self. So I'm going to remove, there's like literally from the time you were born, there's all these timelines. We can just sort of start to move them out. So what will happen is you'll start to get thoughts. You'll start to have awarenesses and feelings. So when they start to come up, just do that little tool where you tap on your heart. Thank you, God, reset, let go. It's on my YouTube, on my website if you need to find it. But what it'll do is it'll just acknowledge it. I see that's there. I no longer want to have that information in my body, just like you're taking a file off your computer, and it'll start to pull it out of the system. And then it'll be easier and stronger for you to walk forward, and the retention, thank you, God, I'm just letting it go. And then we can liquefy and dissolve so your body doesn't have to hold on to that anymore. Let me just reset this one more time. So when you tune into that now, how does your body feel right now when you tune into your body? Does it feel lighter?
My left leg feels better, but my right leg, I'm soaking my feet right as we're speaking.
Yep, that's good. Yep.
My right leg is still swollen.
Swollen. Yeah, okay, that's
better.
Feeling better. Yep. Okay, so we're going to bring the body's energy all the way up. On the left side, I'm going to pull it all the way down on the right. And the right side, now that's all the areas and also where it's showing is I have to pull out all the accumulation of energy connected to not only letting go, but men in your life from the time you were born, okay? So things that didn't serve you, words that were said that were hurtful, information that came to you that you didn't understand, things that the way spirit says it is different forms of how your body took violations. I'm going to start to move all of this out of that leg. Okay. That's where it's coming from. That's where it's holding. So let's start to pull this. How does it feel when I say that?
Thank you. It's making me cry.
Yeah, it's letting it go. So I'm going to let that go there because the body's starting to move. And just stay in your water. You're doing excellent. And just keep tapping. I'm just letting it go. Let the tears go. And you'll notice and then let us know how you're doing, okay? I'm so glad
you
called.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. You have a beautiful day. And you're such a beautiful lady. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. Love you. Thank you for calling. Thank you so much. Lots of love. I love you guys. You are so amazing. Okay, we have Melissa from Toronto, correct?
Yep, Melissa from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Okay. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you today? What's your question?
Tracy, I've been having like a lot of challenges with my current relationship, and I'm feeling like super overwhelmed and all over the place.
Yeah, you're kind of, you go in, you go out, you go in, you go out. Okay. Let's just see here. Your body wants to be in it, then it wants to go out of it. What it's actually trying to reconcile with, so you understand, is it's trying to reconcile with just some old patterns, imprints, things that don't serve you anymore, things that you would like to see changed. And it has to come down to the way you want to be seen, the way you want to be heard, and the way you want to be nurtured. Those are your top three. Oh, it's giving me a headache. You get a lot of, you must be overthinking, overwhelmed in this whole space. Do you get that? Do you get those headaches too?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, lots of headaches.
I've never suffered of that before.
Yeah, your boundaries are being really pushed. Like there's a big part of you that just feels like everything you say isn't even really getting heard properly. Have you noticed that?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. So let's start to pull this out. With relationships, people, we start to move the energy. We can ask that you guys start to see each other and communicate. We always ask for the highest and best interest of the relationship. But what we want to do is make the key to really changing any relationship. And I'm going to set this for you as we talk because it's my words and my hands that change. I'm very discerning on my words. And that's part of one of the guests, is to make sure that you really are getting nurtured, you're getting filled, you're getting overflow of the love and the kindness. Your heart is very turned in, it's very sad, it's very, you can feel it. It's just like, why do I feel this connection, but it feels so disconnected at the same time. So what I want to do is reconnect you. Yeah, I want to reconnect you back to you, because through this process also, that's what you're asking for. Who really am I? What do I really want? How can I make this strong? Can you feel that? Yes. How does it feel when I say that?
To be honest, I just want to cry. I think that I've been holding so much and like trying to show that I'm strong and,
And I haven't been able to
let it go.
Let it go. You know what? This is time for you. And I'm going to thank that hand of God is speaking in. This is time for you. This is time for you to recognize who you are, see the power in who you are, see the blessings in who you are, see the strength in who you are, to ask for what you need, what you require, what you want. And everywhere, all those energies or those enemy spirits or anything came in and distracted you, made you feel less than, made you feel like you had to put up with less than, made you doubt yourself. I'm going to bind Casper's all of that through, and we're going to expand your heart space to put up the strength and the boundaries to say, I'm important, and I know that if this is not going to shift, there's something better for me. But we're going to also increase to see where we can get that to move. How does that feel now when I say that? Your heart's just a racing. It's like, wah-ha-ha. How does that feel?
I don't know. I feel like some power.
Yeah, you're ready. So listen to the show again. Take some more of the energy, stay connected, be, you know, like I said, anywhere you can be within the community, and we will keep shifting you and you will see that empowerment. You are on your way. Just remember, do the reset tool. I'm empowered. I'm on my way. I'm ready. You do not deserve less than what you're asking for. You deserve more than what you're asking for. So no more being little, no more being small, no more fear. Because if this is not going to turn around, because we're asking for it to turn around and to see, I will guarantee you there will be something better on the other side. I have lived it and I've been there. So I'm right there with you, and we will make sure that you keep expanding. All right?
So how do you want me to, what should I do every time like I get one of those thoughts? Because I've been bombarded by like so many
thoughts.
Yeah,
you do the reset tool. So it's on my YouTube. It's also, it's right on my homepage of my website. But you thank you, God, reset, let go. I explain it. I explain what you're letting go. And if you just even, if you go there, it's going to start to move those thoughts out. Just keep believing. And as I said at the top of the hour, no doubt, no more doubt. Got it? Remember, doubt is not your friend. All right. Okay. Thank you, Melissa. Good job.
Thank you so much.
Can't wait to hear you.
Thank
You're welcome, sweetheart. All right. We have one more caller that we can take. Julia from Florida.
Yeah, Julia.
Hi.
Yep, there we go.
Hi, Julia. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure. What can I share for you today?
Resistance around getting myself back out into the world and finding employment.
Yes,
thank you. I've had a lot of major life challenges and changes, yes. And so now it's like I have that fear factor just being in public, work, you know, being around other people for any, you know, any extended amount of time. I just like want to be like the turtle and go in my shell.
Thank you. God. Okay. Yes. You know what? And it's because you're taking the past experiences like a big old U-Haul truck and you're dragging them with you saying, if I go back into the world, will these things happen again? And you're extremely sensitive. You're extremely kind and loving, and embrace that, please. It's a beautiful gift. So I want to thank that, Hannah God. First, I'm going to remove the accumulation of energy that is like in this U-Haul. Of all these old experiences, the transitions, what if they don't like me? What if I'm not good enough? What if they don't see me for who I am? You got a lot of, I call it yucky chatter up there. So can we start to stop that for one? Are you okay if I start to stop that?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay, thank you, God. I'm going to reset you. I'm going to treat you. So we are going to align you. You do have some offers coming in, so I'm going to align them to come in. And what I want you to do, it's kind of like in, I say, that Wonder Woman pose, you know, that old pose where you stand up and you put your hands on your hips and you're like, thank God.
Yes.
Yeah, this is my day. That job is mine. I'm taking this. I'm going to have fun. Because what you're ready to do, it shows you like on a springboard, you know, like a diving board, like you're ready to just spring off. You're actually ready to live this next part, this next phase of your life. Literally live it, like the lifestyle. Like you're ready to live it. You're ready to let go of the old stories. I'm so proud of you. You're ready to let go of all that information. I'm pulling that off. You don't need that anymore. It's not you. And we're just going to put you in that Wonder Woman pose. And we're going to expand that hard drive so much that, yes, thank you, God, that job is mine. That work is mine. I am starting my new foundation. You can see below your feet. There's that God consciousness has put that new foundation. And it feels a little different for you because it has nothing to do with the old. You don't want that old. You don't want that. That's not you anymore. You've changed. So let me reset the hard drive and pull in that information. And I'm going to one more time remove the accumulation of resistance, hesitations, thought patterns. But most of all, I want to remove the accumulation of energy of people that spoke, I call it, they're saying ill will, so I'm going to follow what your spirit team's ill will into your life, or spoke things that they didn't believe you could do something, what made you believe that. I'm going to take all that energy out. You don't need that anymore. I'm going to thank the hand of God of speaking and empowering back in the truth of who you are, the truth that you are ready for the next phase of your life. How does that feel in your body now?
Good. I've got goosebumps.
Yeah.
All the way down my arms and legs.
Yes. Thank you, God. Because that is what one of my clients, she said to me, she's a medium one time. She goes, I love when I get goosebumps. It's spirit approved. And I'm like, yes, I love that. Spirit approved. So that's true. So if you need to watch the show again, listen to it. It's truth. And that's why you have the goosebumps, because that is the truth. And the energy of the enemy spirit has been feeding you nonsense. And that's over. That is over. So I want to hear your testimony when you email my office and tell me that you're in your new job. And I'm going to keep asking that keeps expanding, because it's your time. It's your time. And you've got some offers. So go out there. And remember, the world needs you. The world needs you. Mm-hmm. You're aware. You get it. The world needs what you have to offer. So can you please remind yourself, I'm going to put that into your body and remind yourself, the world needs me. So no more hiding. That's the only reason they want you to hide, because you're going to be changing lives. Your words, your presence, just by being there, is going to change somebody's world. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's so can beautiful. You take that? Say, I take that.
Yes. I take that.
Good woman. Love you. Okay. Go have an incredible day. Have a beautiful day, and I can't wait to hear from you.
Thank you so much. This was wonderful.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Julia. Have a beautiful day. You know what, everyone? I love your calls. I know we have other callers. We're going to be here next week. I know we have Tom Balladino, but we're going to be doing, we do call-in shows all the time to shift you, to move you. We have a few guests because we have Tom coming up. Check out the website. All the events are going to be live streamed so we can keep shifting you. Get onto our Soul Sundays. Those are awesome empowerments for the weekend. And again, make sure you're making a difference in the world. You're changing the world just by being you and showing up. Like I said to Julia, you know what? It's your testimonial, your change, your empowerment that's going to keep changing the world. We cannot do this alone. We go together. We grow together. And it's in with that transformation that that hand of God, I want to thank of speaking miracles, creative solutions, love, peace, joy into your life. And right now you just say, I take that energy. I receive that energy. I am that energy and go out into the world. Thank you guys. We'll see you next week right here, Transformation Talk Radio. Make sure you bookmark it wherever you listen to us so you don't miss an episode and you stay shifted in the spirit. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you then. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at TracyLClark.com.